That's great to be a part of. Obviously, you know, it's tough to shut out teams this, you know, this day. And, you know, it was nice heading to a bye week and obviously being on Sunday night and, you know, showing the world what we're, you know, what we're capable of and looking to build on this. Obviously, it'll be nice going into the bye week, you know, get some guys back. And, again, just correcting, you know, watching the film and correcting even more stuff. And you can never be, you know, content in this league. You always want to get better. And, again, just looking forward to the next challenge and building, getting closer as a team.
8 sacks on Eli. What was the key?
A lot of things. I'm obviously, you got the back end covering real well and getting hands on guys. And credit to the guys rushing the passer and making Eli step up and get in and throw in lanes. And Eli, you know, he's tough to sack. Obviously, he's good at getting rid of the ball. And I think that's, you know, the DBs play real well and, you know, gave the guys rushing the passer an opportunity. So you got to give hats off to them. And, you know, again, it was a great team win.
DeMeco, how much did he have to push through to be able to play today?
He had to push through a lot, you know. I had to go up to him after the game and, you know, tell him what, you know, how, you know, great of a player, you know, how fun it is to play with him and see someone with that much heart. As you can tell, early in the week he was struggling, even in practice. He never took one, you know, full practice. He tried, but you know, he showed his heart and showed why he's been in this league forever and why he's really the leader of our defense. And you know, hats off to him. And you know, it's probably the best team I've ever had, and look forward to the rest of the season with him.